Kondo, the magician. Now here's good news. Chandu brings back, by popular demand, his thrilling magic trick, the trick that changes pennies into dimes. Once again, Chandu will send you his Assyrian money changer for just 25 cents and the box top from a package of White King soap or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers. Listen. From your pocket, you take a penny and lay it on a table. Then cover the penny with the mystic ruby block, the money-changing block. Now utter the magic word, so-coot. Then remove the block, and the copper penny has changed to a silver dime. Remember, it's fun to watch a magician, but it's more fun to be one. So send 25 cents in coin, together with a White King soap box top, or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and you'll receive your Assyrian money changer trick postpaid. Remember to print your own name plainly. That address again, Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, has sent a radiogram from Cairo to Robert Regent in Singapore, but has received no reply. By his occult powers, however, he saves Regent from death on an unknown island at the hands of a savage jungle tribe. A few moments later, Chandler receives word from London that the renegade Frenchman Duval is on his way to meet Roxor in Cairo. With his uncanny memory, Duval can deliver to Roxor the record of Regent's last secret experiment, an experiment of vital international importance. Chandler dares not allow the information to reach Roxor, but Dorothy, terrified for her husband, leaves at once for Singapore. The present scene is Roxor's hidden rooms in the Silk Bazaar in Cairo's native quarter. It is 2 days later. Chandu, the magician.
I said I would not fail you, Mr. Roxor, and here I am.
You were not followed from Bayonne, Duval.
Ah, no, no, it's impossible. Do not fear. No one can know I have come.
I was not mistaken when I chose you, Duval. I will have much for you to do in the future.
Yeah, c'est bon.
You will go from here to Bombay, where I had planned to send young Burke.
Ah, he will regret that you do not, monsieur. He speaks of nothing but India.
He will speak of nothing again. You're dead.
Quel dommage.
He fell under the influence of Chandler.
Huh? The canaille.
He was overheard reporting my plan to Chandler's sister and the girl.
You had him killed, Sandu.
He was left in an empty shop in the native quarter. When his body is found, it will be thought he was one more American tourist who became too curious.
Your methods are most effective, monsieur.
You will do well to remember.
Oh, mon Dieu, I will not quickly forget it was Chandler who... but we need not speak of this now. You know I have burned the Regent notes.
Burke told me, but you had first memorized them.
Ah, oui, Monsieur Roxor. To burn them was but a gesture, no more.
Ah, Duval, you are a man of my own sort.
Merci, monsieur. This is high praise indeed.
I have not seen you at work before. You write them as they are in your mind?
Eh bien, it is as if I read the material from a paper inside my head. Every word, every figure is clear.
I will write them down a moment.
You yourself, Monsieur Roxor?
This can be trusted to no one else. Now, Duval, begin.
Alors, I concentrate my mind on the paper. Robert Regent. Experiment number one, page one.
Duval!
Your pardon, Monsieur Roxor. Now, I must not be interrupted, s'il vous plaît.
I said nothing.
Huh? Oh, well, 10,000 pardon. I thought you spoke my name. Alors, I begin once more. It is more simple, so. Robert Regent, experiment number one. Page one.
You can remember no more.
is this, monsieur?
Go on, Duval.
But you cannot go on.
Monsieur Roxor, do you not hear that voice?
There is no one here but you and me. Go on, I say.
You cannot remember. You cannot see the formulas now. They blur before the eyes of your memory.
I would swear the voice of Chandler is speaking in my ears.
Chandler again. I tell you, he is not here. It is impossible.
Eh bien, I will try once more. But this is a great puzzle. Why should I hear his voice?
Let the puzzle wait. I want the notes.
I came here only to deliver them.
And now you can't, Duval.
Huh?
Try. Try to read the notes on the paper in your mind.
Huh? Mon Dieu! If I cannot remember, he will believe I am a traitor.
Who will believe it? What do you mean?
You are a traitor, Duval. To your country, to all the decent people in the world.
No. No, jamais. It is not treachery to wish for power.
Duval, who do you think you are talking to?
To him! To him!
Chandler!
You too can hear me now, Roxor. Listen.
Huh? Where are you?
Here, Roxor. Right here. If you would open your mind only a little more, you could see me.
What devil's work is this? Duval, whatever it is not sorcery. I have seen it before. It is a trick. Imagination.
I had to wait until Duval came to meet you, Roxor. Now that he has, you will learn nothing.
What?
Ask him.
I will not be beaten by you, Chandler. Duval, the formulas at once. Do you hear?
I hear you. But I cannot remember, monsieur.
You must remember! Put Chandler out of your mind, fool, imbecile!
You ask the impossible, Roxor. Duval has forgotten them as though they had never existed. He'll be no good to you now. Never. Never again.
I feel as if I were living in the Arabian Nights or something. Imagine us actually being in Singapore. Isn't this place terrific, Mother?
I just wish that man would come so we'd know what we're going to do.
Well, he'll be here, Mom. I only hope he speaks English.
Oh, Uncle Frank wouldn't tell us to see a man who spoke nothing but Chinese.
Oh, orchids growing right there in the trees.
What of it? I wish they'd bring our dinner. I'm starved.
Oh, you have no soul, Bob. I hope they make you eat with chopsticks.
You think I couldn't?
Oh.
Now listen, children, before Dr. Soon does come, don't say anything to him about Uncle Frank studying in India or about magic. Remember that.
Why should we, Mom?
Well, there's no reason, but it always seems to come up when we meet new people.
If Dr. Soon's known Uncle Frank for years and years, he must know about the magic, too, don't you think?
Well, I don't know, but I told you before, we needn't talk about it with strangers.
Oh, even the music's different here. Don't you love it?
Good evening. You are Mrs. Regent?
Yes, Dr. Soon. Oh, please sit down.
Thank you.
My daughter Betty and my son Robert.
How do you do,
sir?
I am honored that Mr. Chandler asked me to help you. If I have kept you waiting, I am deeply sorry.
Well, we've only just arrived. Dr. Soon, have you heard anything of my husband?
I am not certain, Mrs. Regent.
I don't understand.
When I received Mr. Chandler's message, I had discreet inquiries made. By the way, when is he to arrive?
We don't know. He had to stay in Cairo on business.
I hope you'll be here in a day or so. But what have you heard of Mr. Regent?
I am only surmising that the man I speak of is Mr. Regent.
What man, Dr. Soon?
I regret to be the bearer of bad news. There is said to be an American who left Singapore a few days ago for an island.
An island?
That's just what you said, Mom, and Uncle Frank. Oh, I'm sorry.
You had heard this also?
Please go on. Where is it?
It is a strange, forgotten island off the coast of Sumatra.
Dr. Soon, what do you mean by forgotten?
I should have said shunned, perhaps, Miss Regent. The natives are so savage that they have been left to themselves for many years. They worship serpents, the cobra god in particular. Some of their pagan ceremonies... You are pale, Mrs. Regent. Here, will you drink this?
Thank you. Are you sure this American hasn't come back?
According to my information, no, Mrs. Regent.
Mom, don't you think it would be all right to tell Dr. Soon what Uncle Frank said?
No, Bob.
I am in Mr. Chandler's confidence, as you know, Mrs. Regent.
I'm sure you are. But this couldn't possibly be of any help now. Oh, if only my brother would come.
I have one suggestion to make, if I may.
Please do.
If this American is indeed Mr. Regent, it may be possible to reach him by means of a native messenger.
I shouldn't think anybody dare to go there.
I could find such a man, Miss Regent, if he were well paid.
One man could do nothing against that pack of savages.
You do not understand. If the messenger returned with the emerald, I am quite certain Mr. Regent could be rescued.
Dad hasn't any emerald, Dr. Soon.
Why, no. What do you mean?
I cannot believe you're being quite frank with me. The great emerald, said to confer on its possessor certain miraculous powers.
Why, Mother!
Betty, you know as well as I do that your father never had such an emerald.
As you say, madame.
Dr. Soon, just where is this island?
You would be wiser to discuss the emerald. But since you do not wish to do so, here, in my sleeve, here, I have a map.
I'll hold this corner.
Very good. Now, as you see, Singapore is here. Sumatra, there. Now, the island...
I'd like to have a look at that map, too.
Holy Moses!
Oh, Frank! Frank, I'm so glad to see you.
Uncle Frank, Dr. Sun says Daddy didn't come back from that island at all.
Who said?
Why, Dr. Sun.
This man's not Dr. Sun. You're a member of the Dakukafai, aren't you?
Dr. Sun has unfortunately gone to join his ancestors.
What devils you all are. Do you think I wouldn't recognize the paper you've drawn this map on?
A most regrettable error. We did not expect you.
That's obvious.
But now, you and all your family have played very neatly into our hands. You are all here now. Good night, Mr. Chandler.
You asked for it again, so here it is. Once again, Chandu brings back to you his thrilling magic trick that changes pennies into dimes. Just send a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers with a quarter straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your Assyrian money changer by return mail. Listen. Place a penny on a table. Cover it with the mystic ruby block. Then utter the magic word, so good. Now remove the block, and instead of the penny, there on the table is a silver dime. This Assyrian money changer trick is easy. So easy a child can do it. But it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. It is so small you can carry it in your purse or pocket. So much fun it'll make you the life of any party. So send for the Assyrian money changer right away. Just mail 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. You'll receive your magic trick postpaid. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.